I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission this Monday, April 21st, 2014 to order, and call on our county auditor, Mr. Finley, and ask if he would offer an opening prayer.
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We just thank you for the blessings you give us. We realize the great blessing we celebrated yesterday in your death, burial, and resurrection of your Son, God. We thank you for that. We pray that we just be ready and willing to share with others. We pray, Lord, that you just give us wisdom today and throughout this week. I just pray that you'd be with us, not only this county, but each county in the state, each state in the union, just all throughout the world. Lord, that you'd give each one of the leaders wisdom to follow you. Again, we thank you for watching over us, and we know that there may be those that need your helping hand, your healing hand, your comforting hand. We lift them up to you, God. You know which ones those are, who they might be, and how to deal with each and every one. We thank you for that. Again, we thank you for watching over us and pray that you would just continue to do so. These things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Commissioner Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Finley. Commission remarks. Accounts payable.
Move to approve accounts payable, checks numbers 339326 through 339398. Warrants 5969, 5970, and 5971.
Second.
Motion's made and second to approve checks numbers 339326 through 339398. Warrants 5969, 5970, and 5971. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Motion for approval of payroll.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve payroll. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Mr. Gardner's the Ozarks Grant Committee letter. This is a duplicate of the letter that we approved last year, which reads, to the Master Gardeners of the Ozarks Grant Committee, the local Master Gardener Group is applying for a 2014 grant from the parent Master Gardener Group. One question on the application form asked, is this location publicly owned, city, county, state, or federal? If yes, attach a copy of the letter of permission from the appropriate authority. By signing below, we authorize the Master Gardeners of the Ozarks to provide landscaping materials and labor at the University of Missouri Extension Office located at 122 Falcons Avenue, Forsyth, Missouri, 65653. This authorization will be in effect for 1 year from the date the grant is approved. Is there a motion to approve this letter of permission?
Motion for approval.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the letter of permission as requested by the Masters Gardeners. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Get all three.
Estate Drive Tunnel Update. It says in possible change. Mr. Hayes.
Good morning, gentlemen. Basically, the Estate Drive Tunnel is currently under construction. They have footings basically in the ground, and they have a possible change. They want to raise 5 feet, the total elevation of the structure. Our road, including the whole structure, is a possible change that they want to try to do. And right now they're checking to see what effect that has structurally with the current plans. And I don't have any information back from them yet, but that's the possible change.
There was no elevation change in that in the original agreement? I thought that there was.
Well, the original onset, they were planning to have fill in there. That got taken out, and then the plans, what they settled on in the agreement, is what we have today. Now, basically, he wants to raise the entire structure 5 foot.
Does that mean that the tunnel itself is going to be higher? Underneath?
Basically, it'll be the same height. They want to raise their road plus our road.
Raise their road?
Right.
Well, obviously, if they raise, that's going to be a help through there, I think.
It's going to be a help for theirs. It'll actually help our road. The main thing I wanted to know is from them, and that's what they're checking on right now, is would it have any effect on the structure as it's engineered, and that's what they're looking at.
Is there, at this late date in the change, is there any legal liability that we need to have engineer or?
Is it the state that's looking at it?
Well, it's actually the engineers that draw this up. They're checking that, and then also I told them they'll need to be in contact with MoDOT to make sure if any changes would have to be go through them also.
I was thinking that would answer your questions if the state's involved.
Well, that's what I mean. I just want to make sure that's right because I don't want to.
You bet.
Well, any changes to the plans or structurally, I mean, they need to run it by us, and also because MoDOT needs a current set of plans if there's any changes to that. So.
If there would be any kind of structural failures, what I want protection from for the county, and I don't know. Mm-hmm. They had that road in the first. So I want to make sure of that, Randy.
We're
so
protected as far as the agreement, and basically they're responsible. But then the maintenance of the road becomes our responsibility. But that's the reason I want making sure that MoDOT.
Well, let me back up. The maintenance of the existing estate drive is our responsibility.
Right.
The maintenance of the other road is their responsibility.
Theirs, correct. Right.
Well, I think that if their engineers are looking at it and MoDOT's going to be involved, they're going to bring to us any issues that might might arise, and Randy's going to be on top of that. I understand your question, and you understand Danny's question. We want to make sure that everything is up to the standards that it's supposed to be up to. And the state's going to require that.
Right. That's one of the things I mentioned when they check it structurally. I want them to run it to MoDOT, make sure they look it over and make sure everything's still good.
Whatever. I'm curious, just as a point, I can understand raising the existing road for that hill that goes down there, but they're going to have to raise that underneath, and then that drops off.
I don't know if it's appearance or what the reason, but...
I would think part of it is to make a state drive better.
Well, basically our road's going to improve as far as it's not going to be as much of a dip, but they still had a pretty good grade on their road. It was close to 19%. This raise is going to help that somewhat. It's not going to take the entire grade out, but it's going to help it.
As a matter of record, I just want to make sure that any change order like that, after we've looked and approved and the state's approved and everything, if there would be a natural disaster of some sort, of earthquake, anything like that, that the county is... not held liable for anything that would cause such a thing.
We're going to be liable for a state drive, no matter what, because that's the county road. And once we've approved that tunnel that falls under the county road, I know that we don't want to accept additional liability. But am I mistaken? Isn't that what we were informed that? We're not going to get out from under liability. It's the county road, which is why Randy has really worked closely with MoDOT to make sure that every T is crossed and every I is dotted. And
as far as the structure itself, the engineers have a liability because they're the ones signing off on the plans, and that's the reason also with MoDOT looking this over.
But Randy, Danny's right. We don't want to take on any additional liability, and
well,
we need to monitor it.
Is it a concrete tube or a concrete box that goes through there? And that's where I'm going.
It's a concrete structure with steel I-beam reinforced and under a very thick deck. Part of it is, structurally sound. I mean, they've got steel in there that's
actually.
Designed
didn't we
to
think
hold a
that
lot
they had
of fill.
Much more than?
Well, they had more in it than what really MoDOT thought needed to be in there. But the expense is theirs. I mean, that's what they wanted. So, but any changes to that, it's. I want to bring it before you guys, and I don't have any of the updates from the engineering company. They're still checking to see if this is doable.
Comment is that there's no change to what the minimum requirements were from the state. As a matter of fact, they've gone above and beyond that.
Right, and the one thing that I wanted to have checked out is because they already have footings in place. If they raise this structure, that's going to put some additional extra concrete there. I want to make sure that the footings are correct, and if they're not, then they'll have to make sure that this is all correct, if whatever change to the structure, and that's what they're checking on right now, and then I want that also passed through MoDOT. So any change, so they have an updated version, any changes.
Motion for approval. Do we need that, or are you just...
Actually, there isn't anything to approve yet. I'm just bringing this kind of a heads up, and
once they redo the plans, then they can bring it to us.
Last week, I went down and met with them, and they kind of explained what they wanted to change on it, and so I got got it put on the agenda just to give a heads up, but I don't have any additional information right now. So as I get that, we'll set up another meeting possibly.
Just to my interest, how long is that?
Could you close that door for us, John, so we don't have to listen to the conversation?
I'd have to look on here what the length of it is, but the height, everything, all the specifications has to be remain the same. I mean, that's a change there. All they're wanting to do is just take and raise the elevation. The only change is retaining walls are going to be a little higher, and the walls of the tunnel are going to be a little taller, about 5 feet. Everything else should basically, as far as length, height, requirements, all that has stayed the same.
Could we, during some recess during tomorrow's activities with the attorneys all day, have Randy chat with Frank about this, just to give him a heads up and make sure we're covered on the thoughts that you have about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
How's that project coming?
They're having, with the rains, it's kind of delayed them somewhat, but it's moving along, and their kind of a target date was around the 1st of June to have this completed. So now what effect this would have on it, I'm not sure, but they didn't think it would make too much effect if they could.
John, that sewer line's not running parallel to that road, is it, that they're building, or is it, or in fact, is it?
Honestly, I don't know.
The sewer line's already put in under their road up above there, and so that's already went in. That was one of the delays, was getting the sewer line in. Then they've got another crossing that the sewer line's going to cross on a state, and that's, I don't think that's taken place yet. But,
it's going to cross it twice?
Well, it crosses their road, but then it crosses a state closer down to where the other
lodge is,
the spa area above it, above Summit, down in there. Crosses right in there.
And I guess, you know, Ron, the reason I'm making this a matter of record, any work that we've done, what we do out there in the future, with a change order that they have placed, and will have to be a lot of consideration too. If there's sewer lines or water lines or anything, that's where you have hammering and all that kind of stuff. That's what my main concern is. I think it'll be a great improvement to get to where they're going and the purpose of it, but. You know how it is when we have to go to a job where they've already started something. So I'm not talking about just that individual. I'm talking about countywide. You go to Randy and I drove to a road where there have been 7 crossings, and we hadn't had even notification one time. So that's my concern.
Any questions, Randy? Randy, anything else? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
City of Forsyth funding agreement? Agreements.
Placed on the agenda at your earliest convenience to present 2 funding agreements that have been submitted by the City of Forsyth requesting approval. Each agreement is in regards to pump station rehabilitation work that the city had undertook back in 2013. Each one of these agreements has been reviewed by county legal representation, and they have approved each agreement as to form. through each agreement individually if you'd like for me to.
I would like for you to.
Okay.
You want to start with the Aramis Influent Pumping Station?
Yes. Yes. The Aramis Influent Pumping Station, it was the project's name is the Influent Pumping Stage Upgrade Project. It was in regards to the installation of two new pumps at that lift station. The total cost of those improvements was $12,431.22, which that amount does include the labor. The city is asking for $2,700 in labor reimbursement for their staff doing the work on these capital improvements rather than having a contractor come in at prevailing wage and do that work. This did occur in 2013 and kind of similar to the time frame when the duties of oversight of the incorporated area funding agreements transferred from the sewer district to the county. In that process, the legal counsel at that time wanted to review the language that was in the funding agreements, so we've been working on that. The city denoted both of these projects, and Chris can speak to that, as emergency situations, considering the condition of the pumps that were in place at that time, so they went ahead and done this work, prior to a funding agreement being approved. They were very vigilant about taking photographs of the work that they've done, and have a full copy of the photographs and their staff doing this work. Also, Chris had submitted documentation on the hours that his crew expended, taking care of this work and getting the work done. They have also submitted invoices from the suppliers, actual invoices from the supply companies as to what the cost of the parts were and so on and so forth. Do you have anything to add?
Not unless they have any questions on how it all came up. Basically, Aramis was a situation where that particular design of pump is one that I believe is made in Sweden or something like that. We had a long time to get that one, and while we were doing a checking into that one, the other pump went out, which is pretty rare. So we had to install a bypass pump to actually get the influent coming from the lift stations into the treatment plant to treat it, which had to be not manned, but monitored, 24 hours a day. We decided that since we were going to have to retrofit, we decided.
Ron, would you open that door back for me back there and put the stop under? I see people milling around out there.
We wanted to retrofit this treatment plant with the capability to use pumps that had a better availability. So we put different slide rails, different electric panels and components. So instead of waiting 8 to 10 weeks on a pump from New Zealand and the cost of it, we could get pumps that were here local with a downtime of about 2 weeks, a week and a half, 2 weeks. So we retrofitted that plant. And it was an emergency repair, so there was no ifs, ands, or buts that it had to be done. And the same on the lift station. The lift station was a high-profile lift station that pumped to other lift stations. And it had basically 17 years of wear on these pumps. And if you was to lose both of those, you'd be manning it with a pump truck 24 hours a day. So that's basically how our 1 year, 3 year, 5 year plan is set up to redo all of these high-profile lift stations that other stations pump into. And then we can work on the smaller simplex and duplex stations as we go. But our infrastructure is 17 years old, so it does need some work, and we've been doing that with the help of the sales tax for several years now. So we appreciate your help in these two particular situations.
Move to approve the funding agreement for the Aramis Influent Pump Station Upgrade Project.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's made, seconded to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and the City of Forsyth for the Oremus Influent Pump Station Upgrade Project. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
I've got some discussion.
Okay.
On those emergency deals, were there notification to the sewer district at that time? Was it sewer district's function or our environmental people to proceed under emergency needs?
I think it was sewer district when we started this, because this started October, November of last year.
The Environmental Services Department took over those responsibilities around mid-October. And this came to me with the request for reimbursement. You know, we hadn't had any discussion prior to the work being done, and then through a series of phone calls and talking with Chris, I learned what was going on and when it had occurred and stuff like that.
Right. Well, I would just like to make sure that the County Commission, under approval of what we're doing here on an emergency basis, was someone in the chain be notified of an emergency situation, and that the work is either proceeding or request for work proceeding.
And what we do have here that I haven't passed down is a letter signed by John Tutsuti, where he mentions that in November of 2013, he was supplied with photographs taken at the time the improvements were made, along with other information, so forth and so on. And then John, in fact, is recommending approval.
That's fine. I just didn't know that, and I just want to make sure that there is notification so that we don't have something pop up on us where we don't even have an idea.
We are suggesting language in the new usage guidelines that we do understand emergencies do occur, but we are requiring communication between the incorporated area and the county as to what that emergency is, and so we can make a decision on that, and also state that work done without communication, you know, there is a chance that it may not be approved, but that would be up to the commission also.
Right.
So trying to clarify that
right.
A little bit better.
I think it's just, I think it's just good legal protection from legal counsel from both sides, whether it be the City of Forsyth, the Hollister, or whatever. Just protection for both entities.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. If you would walk us through the second project.
Okay. The second funding agreement request is in regards to wastewater lift station H upgrade project. This lift station is located up by high school. Similar to with the Oremus project request, in this the city replaced two Smith and Loveless vertical suction pumps, and along with the pumps, they had to install two new suction lines, ductile iron pipe, basically, that had to be installed as part of the upgrade project. They were rusted and, you know, basically pretty much in a bad shape. The suction lines were, so that had to be replaced also. Similar to the Oremus, this was by the City of Forsyth declared an emergency situation. With that, they moved forward to do that work. They also supplied me with the photographs and information, you know, to show that, you know, that the work was done and pictures taken during the process. I do have the copies of the original invoices showing what the purchase price of the pumps were and the ductile iron piping, what that cost was also. This agreement is in the amount of $29,193.70. And as I stated earlier, this agreement also has been approved by County Legal Counsel as to form.
Move to approve funding agreement for Lift Station H upgrade project.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve a funding agreement by and between Taney County and the City of Forsyth for Lift Station H upgrade project. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Gentlemen, is there anything else before us this morning?
I don't believe I have anything.
Thank you both.
Any, thank you for your continued support.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, as we have let a couple of people know, the next issue is the county tax sale, which we'll bring up at 9:45, so let's stand in recess until that time.